There's a mitzvah zasim in Atayra to hear the call of the shofar. The pasuk says, "Yom true yir lechem." And as the Rambam explains in the Chashuva, that besides the gzeris hakasav, there's also a remez in the tkiyas shofar. There's another pasuk, Shabbosin zichron trua, where Rashi explains that that's referring to machia zichrones and shofaris, which means that zichron, there should be a mention of the mahus hayoyim, should mention about the day. The Gemara seems to say that one pasuk is going on Shabbos and one pasuk is going on Chol. The maskana, the Gemara comes out, Rava comes out, that min haTorah, even on Shabbos, we would blow like on Chol. And therefore, they explain the pasuk of Shute, that besides the din trua, there's also a din of saying the brachos of machias, zechrones, and shofaris. That's all min haTorah. However, the inyan of saying the brachos, it seems to be different Gemaras in Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Deraisa, Drabanan, and perhaps when it's being done with the tkiyas, then it's Deraisa. But the mitzvah is, there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of tkiyas, and then there's a mitzvah of saying the Malchus, Zecharias, and Shofaris. Now, in the Torah, we don't find the word Shofar mefurish by Rosh Hashanah. We learn it, the Gemara learns from Gzei Shava, from Yovel, that over there the mitzvah tekiah is with a shofar. And the Gemara's mashma, that the reason why we blow the shofar is for the reason is because this is what the Torah is mitzavah, without any other reasons. We're doing it because this is Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, as the pasuk in Tehillim refers to as chayk l'Yisrael. It's a chayk, and that's supposed to be the ikur kavana a person is supposed to have is a b'mekayim rotzin of Hashem Yisrael. However, you'll take a look at the machzairim. They bring down a list of other different remazim and kavanas from Rabbi Sadi going. They bring down 10 different remazim, which is brought down in the Avudram and other Svarim, and many of them they have Mekarim in different Medrashim. But again, the Iker Kavan is that this is Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. Whether the mitzvah is the Shmiya or the Tkiya is a long discussion in the Rishayim, with not one Nafkamin. There are many Nafkamins. One Nafkamin is what's the Lashon of the Bracha. Like the Rambam says, Mitzvah Zaseh Shoter L'Shmaya Truas HaShev Barashana. The hearings before like that in the Rambam in a few different places. The Lecha Mishnah brings down a Tshuva's Paradov from the Rambam that the key is not just like a heksha, like making the sukkah. The key of the mitzvah and the key of the mitzvah is on the shmiya, but it's more than that. The key is like a tonight in the mitzvah itself. But I want to get into the raid of that. But we paskin that we make the shmiya tkiya shofar and the mitzvah is to hear the tkiya shofar. The Darkei Moshe brings down at the end of Siman Tov Kuf Beit Tes that in order to be able to the mitzvah, you have to hear the full tekiah from beginning to the end. The beginning of the tekiah and the end of the tekiah. So therefore, even if let's say he's blowing a very long tekiah and it's longer than the shear that you need to hear, so you can't just stop listening in middle. You need to hear that long tekiah from beginning to the end. That's why in the one of the Purushim on the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, he points out that those that are naik to say the Yiratzin shouldn't start saying the Yiratzin until the Tkiyah is finished, until the last one's finished. The Matan Moshe brings down that the Matan Ephraim brings down that mitzvah is to hear the Tkiyahs, and whether you're blowing it or someone else is blowing it, you need to hear the Tkiyahs. Now, comes the second day, the Rambam writes, "Bizman hazeh she'ana oisim shnei yom begolios, kiderach she'tegim berishon tegim b'sheni." The same way we blow the first day, we blow the second day. So the din on the second day is same, similar to what we blow on the first day.
And that's
the
Raisa also.
It's not the Raisa. But La Halacha, we apply most dinim, maybe some exceptions. Now, the We also find that on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, we do not say Hallel. The Gemara today is the Masechta Erechin. The Gemara over there brings down the days that we say Hallel, the days that we don't say Hallel. The Lashon of the Maharil and Shuvas is V'chol Kulei D'Simchis Yantiv Shari Rosh Hashanah K'ma Shari Yantiv. In Masechta Beit, we find the list of Kulas on Yantiv because of Simchas Yantiv. We apply it to Rosh Hashanah also. It's Mikra Kodesh, just it doesn't have Hallel. He says the same thing is on the 6th and the 7th day of Pesach, where also we don't say full Hallel then, but similarly. So it's before from the Maharil that it's a Zman Simcha. It is a Zman Simcha. However, it's not a Zman of Shira where we sing Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, from the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah, it would seem that the reason why we don't say Hallel is because it's Yimei Yira. It's not Simcha, like the Pashas of the Gemara. The Mishru is before that one who has Pachad, through the Pachad, he's Zeicha to Zchus, and even though he needs to be Betuach, he needs to be sure that he's going to make it through. But still, there's a form of pachad, and that's why we don't say halo. This idea whether there is a din simcha on Rosh Hashanah or not is a discussion in the Shagas Ayin, and Yud and other achrayim, whether it's a din simcha or not. And it goes back to also Gemara and Beitza, where it quotes a pasuk in Ezra, which is mashma, there is a din simcha, but What is an interesting discussion is the whether one's allowed to cry on Rosh Hashanah or not. The Bar Hativ brings down, and it's also brought down in the Mount Ephraim, Apida Riza, the Yesh Livkais Lahirid Demais Betfilas. That's the lashon, that one should cry, and tears should come down by tefillah. And the lashon of there is a Misha Ein Bechia Nefelas Allah B'Yom Me'elu. And someone who doesn't cry during these days, it shows that his neshama is not hoigen and shalim. The Chida brings also that one should daven bekol bechi in a crying voice. However, in the Maisa Rav, the written by Talmidim of the Goyin, Rav Chaim Vlozhna, over there brings down in the name of the Goyin, that one should not cry. Like the Pasuk says, Madu atem baichim. Al te'atzvu, that's the Pasuk quoted in Ezra, also brought down in Masech de Beitza. Al te'atzvu, you shouldn't be ba'atzvus, you shouldn't be sad. So from the Goyin, it would seem that one should not cry on Rosh Hashanah. However, Rav Yosef Zundel Slant brings down B'Shem Rav Chaim Velozhna, Inyan livkais Rosh Hashanah Omer kishahilech me'atzmai b'tfila muta k'meshikaz b'chay sifkin, that he sort of makes some kind of pshara over here, that if mitaych the tefila one comes to the point of crying, brings out tears or brings out bechi, then that's good. And it could be that's what the Arizal meant also. And as you shouldn't be mitaych yourself and make yourself cry. But even that Arizal, it's also brought down in the Sharma Tzion Ba'aloch, and other brings down from Seyus Farim, that even according to Arizal, we're not talking about crying b'derech avelos or atzvos, because that's like giving up. That's a type of crying that you're giving up. It means b'derech tefillin tachnunim. That's a simon that his neshama is good. And they bring a ride from the Aftar also on Rosh Hashanah. It says, V'tokam chana v'imoras nefesh v'tispal Hashem v'bochoy sivke. And that was on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that ma'aseh took place on Rosh Hashanah. Also in the second days of Aftar it says, V'bechi yavo v'tachnunim oivrilim. So you see that there is a type of inyan. However, what is difficult to juggle is, I mean, tzarecha we find that you need to go into Rosh Hashanah and with an emo, with a fear of the din. And like we said, that's why we don't say halal. But mitzat sheni, there needs to be a certain feeling of bituach and simcha that we're in good hands, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of us and give us a good year. It's a question of balancing the two out. Some go with the approach that the Shas Tfila, that's when, especially with Shas Musif, when the din is happening, so then you be'ema. But once davening's over, you go home, the Suda. Again, no schoik v'kal shroish. It's not a day to just get into to giddiness and a looseness. But at the same time, one could use the day for ruchnis. But what was I going to say? But then you be simcha. Then you're happy. Eat good foods. Right? It's Indian to eat good foods, as we learned. And now, back to tkiyas. B'shas to tkiyas, one should stand, because the lashon is yom tshuva yiyeh lachem, and wherever it says lachem by mitzvahs, so it's the Indian of standing. The Magen brings down that the not only the one that's blowing or the one that's making the brachas, but the one that hears should also stand. That's part of the Gzeir Shava, right? Even though the Gemara refers to that the Tkiyas Dem Yushev, Tkiyas Dem Ume, which is mashmah that there are chilukim that in this din of Amida. However, there's still an Indian to stand. The Shmur brings down Chena Bracha, also B'Shasta Bracha, which is the sheet of the Yishami, that by all brachas, that by all mitzvahs, by the brachas one should stand. The different minhagim shasta tkiya that the Baal Tkiya stands by the bima, like the Mishmur brings down, because of this chos taira, while it's covered of the tzibar. You have to know what's the chos taira, what's the connection over here. Then we have also we cover the shayfa b'shasta bracha, and different minhagim like that. We're not going to go through right now. Fine. Now, eating before the tekiyas. So we don't find in the Mechaber in Hilchos Shofar any mention about any issur to eat before tekiyas. However, later on in Hilchos Lulav in Simtav Reish Nun Beis, over there we find that there's Issa Achila before taking the lulav. And the Ritva in Masechta Sukkah, over there he compares Shaifa to the lulav. He says Shaifa has a din like lulav, and that's why it's brought down also in the Magen Avraham. The Sefer Matta Ephraim points out that it's also to be Kaveya Suda beforehand, and even if you start, you have to be Mafsik. From Kivega, the Mishnah Brura, bringing down also up here the Tesefta and Shabbos, that there's an Indian of not having a Suda before. But what was the Issa that we're discussing over here? What's this question over here? In other words, the Issa of eating before davening, that's not negay over here because you're already daven shachris. And even though that is Issa, but that's not what we're discussing over here. Over here we're talking about we already daven. So there's no Issa. Even that is that iser is there's a the Gemara brings down a smachta from a pasik. So even if it in some learn it's iser daraisa, some learn that it's iser drabbanim, but it's a chomadik iser drabbanim because whenever the Gemara brings a pasik to base it on, it's a more chomadik iser drabbanim. But again, we daven shachris already, so we finished that iser. So what are we talking about over here? Issa drabbanan of eating before doing mitzvahs. This is a general issa drabbanan. That's what's brought down in Hilchos Lulav. That before you mekayim a mitzvah, not to sit down to eat. Why not? Because Chazal were worried, Shema, you'll be yimshach, you'll get involved in your eating, and you'll come to forget to do the mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham over there in Hilchos Lulav is medayik in the Lashon of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, the Lashon of Achila. He says, Achila is Asa, but Ti'ima is Mutta. Ti'ima is Mutta. And even though some Achari want to be Mechalik between a Mitzvah Daraisa, a Mitzvah Darabanan, But Rav Achrenim hold, like the Magen Avraham, the Ti'im will be Mutter even if it's a Mitzvah Dairais, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah also baskins. However, they add, the Achrenim add, that this Het of Ti'ima is only if it's Shasat Chak. Therefore, one who fails, that will be hard for them to be Mechavin in Tefillah, in their Musif or Tkiyas. So then that's enough of Shasat Chak, that for sure Ti'ima is Mutter. Ti'ima is Mutter. Now, what's considered Ti'ima? So that might not get you too much to eat if you just do a Ti'ima. Right, by bread or mezuzahs may only be up to a kibetza, which is like 2 kezesim. Fruits and vegetables you can eat whatever you want. To drink you could. It might not help you more. So the late Achronim come and they explain that we find in Hilchas Lulav that there are certain exceptions to this halacha. Over there it talks about, the Chassam Sofer talks about, if let's say someone's traveling to a place where there's a lulav over there, he's going there to be able to shake the lulav, or he knows that someone's going to bring him a lulav to shake. So then he can be makel because there's no problem that he's going to forget because he's going there to get the lulav, or they're going to bring it to him. So therefore, there are achrim that find reasons why over here, especially if there's a break and the tzibah is going down together to the kiddush to eat, we're not worried that everyone's going to forget about the mitzvah, especially on Rosh Hashanah, which is the Emes Adin. You're not going to forget about Tekiyas, which is the mitzvah Ayayim. And different svaras like this, that we're not worried about there's a clap on the bima, or someone will stop everyone downstairs and send them back up. So there's a shomer, which also works for this. So therefore, one who needs to, or even if he doesn't, is not holding by Shasat Chak, but he feels he'll be able to daven better, is definitely welcome to be makel.
Is this only by Kiddush Tzibur, or like let's say a regular shul, everybody just goes back to their house?
Then you don't have all the stuff I said, but similar. On Rosh Hashanah, we're not worried where this is the mitzvah Zayayim and the Emes Adin and things like that. I'm saying Befrat when everyone's going together, especially then. But yeah. Okay. I just meant they give different. Someone wants to lay down, so they have to talk and make a shema or to find the eitzah that to make sure they're not going to miss the tzkiyas, unless they're not well, whatever the reason is. B'chol, there's machlokes not for discussion now, but there is machlokes if you b'chol chayv in kiddush before. Besides this need of eating before mitzvahs, but there's question whether you chayv in kiddush before musaf or not. When does the chayv kiddush come? Does it come after shachris or after musaf? And there's negate every Shabbos. Where most places, there are places that are noig that chayv kiddush comes after musaf, but a lot of places are noig that before musaf will make kiddush l'chumrah. What I mean l'chumrah is that you'll hear kiddush again after musaf. Even those that if they go to a kiddush after musaf, they will not make kiddush again when they come back home. But in this case, where kiddush was made before musaf, then you will make kiddush again afterwards. So you make sure to hear kiddush again afterwards. Now, okay. Now I would like to discuss a point like this that we find that how many tzkiyas does one need to hear? So min haTorah, you need to hear 9 koilis, which means 3 times, 3 sets of tekiah, trua, tekiah. And each trua needs a tekiah beforehand and a tekiah afterwards. That's minatar. The Gemara learns this from Psukim. Again, between the Pasha of Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, it's written 3 times trua by Chayishvi and twice by Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara learns back and forth, the Gemara dashens it, and we come out that you need three truas, and each trua needs a tki before and tki after. The Gemara also says that we learn from Yovel that each tki needs a trua before and trua after. Fine. Now, the what's a trua? What is a trua? So it seems that we have a suffix. What's a trua? Right? The Torah says yom trua yelachem, and the Targum over there explains it yom yivava. Says yivava, yehelachayim. And what's yivava? What's yivava? So we learn from the mother of Sisera that it's a lashon of tsar and bechi, of moaning and crying and woaning, feeling of bechi, of tsar and bechi. However, there are different types of ways a person reacts when he's with tsar or bechi. So which one of those types is the question? Is it what's called ginuchi gonach, or it's yilule yilil, or it's both? It's gonach v'yilil, meaning, is it like Yilule Yilil means like a person who cries and he's like short breath, very short, like very close to each other, and it's what we call a trua, like what we call a trua. Ginuchi Ganach, it's like a person who's like moaning and groaning, which are longer and heavier ones, which is like what we call a shvarim, right? So that's our suffix. Is a trua, when the Torah says trua, is that what's referred to as a trua, or is referred to as a shvarim? And this is a machlekes tanoim in the Mishnah, and the Brice over there, and what's the kavan of the Torah by trua? The Gemara brings down over there that Revo is mistapek another point, that maybe it's both together. Maybe it's a genuach with a yalila. Maybe it's both. Why? Because when you find someone who's doyeg, someone who's worried and feeling lost about something, he first starts off with one type and then he leads to the other type, and that's shvarim trua. That's shvarim trua. So the Ramban writes that even though it's not the derech of Amoraim, Revo was Amoraim, even though it's not the derech of Amoraim to be chalik on Tanoim, but over here, Revo is chayshish that since we don't have a clear Kabbalah, and what true is, then maybe this is what it is. So, says the Gemara, Vo came along and he was Mesakin in Kayseri, it's the name of the city, to blow 30 tekiyos. In order to Mekayim the mitzvah of the Torah, the Vadayis, to blow 30 tekiyos. So we do three times Tashrat, tekiyah, Shvarim Trua, tekiyah. We do three times Tarat, which is tekiyah, Trua, tekiyah. And three times Tashat, which is Trua, Shvarim Trua. The Seder itself may not be ma'akev, but that's how we get to the 30 tekiyos. Now, what's interesting is that the lashon of the Gemara is misafkele ignuach ganach ayilule yilil. That's the lashon of the Gemara over there. That there was a suffix. The Gemara also uses the lashon of pligi, that the Tanaim are arguing. Seems like there's an argument over here. There's a suffix over here. And the Rambam comes to explain to us, how is it possible that you have a machlaikis, what the true is? I mean, they've been blowing true for many, many, many years. How did it become a suffix? How did it become a machlaikis? The Rambam says that from the many years of Golos, throughout the years of Golos, it was forgotten. What exactly that means also, you have to look at other Rishonim to... There were years of Shmad when they didn't blow, or those that blew hiddenly. But mitoich the oirach ha-goylos, it was forgotten. However, what?
So maybe if we're blowing a shvarim, that's not how to blow a shvarim.
Correct. Wait a minute, shvarim. So maybe that's not a trua, right?
No, meaning maybe if that's the trua, that's not how to blow the trua.
I'm not understanding. Kia, I have a suffix. What true is? Is it what we call trua? Is it what we call shvarim, or is it both?
If the way to blow a trua is shvarim,
right?
Maybe we're not doing it properly. That's what I'm saying.
why we're not doing it properly.
We lost the Messiah for all of them.
But I know the choices in front of me. I see how people. I know it's either Genuchi or yellow. You have a third choice. But to think of another choice, then you have a question. Until then, I have no question.
Maybe he's asking, how do we know that the things that we do are considered Genuchi?
What else is it? Give me another definition for it.
Maybe it's what it means. Like, there are a couple of different sounds.
So it's another discussion, which there is discussion about that. You're right. Right, within that, what is it? Is it utu, tuuz, whatever it may be, right? But that is a discussion, what it is exactly.
So, different
places, we'll see. Different places that had different Messiahs. I don't know if we'll go into it this year, but there are Messiahs in that. But you're right, there are Machlekesim. Yeah, that's why you'll see in certain places, after davening, they'll go blowing for another 3 hours, all different ones, because they're chashish for the other shittas. But you have to do that, and that's a different discussion. But I'm saying there are people that do that. Okay. However, in the tshuvas of the Goyim, and the tshuvas of the Goyim, Rav Shrira Goyim and his son Rav Hai Goyim seem to have taken a different mahalach. And that's as follows. He says that until the days of Rav Avohu, he asks the question, V'chi'ad yimei Rav Avohu lo yotzu yisro yidei tkiya shayfa? They were all of a sudden, like, now came the mitzvah shayfa. He says, Void, Ketzen nafal safik b'mitzvah shemakaymas and kobnei so shana achashana mimais maish rabbeinu. How's it possible? So what they answered was that min ha-Torah, the malach of the goyim is that min ha-Torah, all three kailas, trua, shvarim, and shvarim trua, are kasha and considered a called trua. They're all considered trua. Because min ha-Torah, you just need to blow a cold nishba, some kind of broken coal for trua. Trua is a broken coal. And as long as you did that, it's all considered nishbarim. These are all broken coilus. However, in the dayrace before Rav Avohu, kamu minhagim shaynim. Every city picked a different minik. In one place they blew shvarim. Another place they blew truas. And in third place, they blew Shvarim Truas. So if you take a look at the Svarim, the Oitza Goinim to the Ravai and Truas Tzvim Deim, you look at different Svarim, the Rosh, the Ra, you'll see that that's the way that there was. That one thing, that they're a different place. So they're learning that there was no Machlaikis then. There was no Machlaikis between them. There was no suffix which call are you Yaitza with, Min HaTorah. It was just a Chlukim and Agim. Each place picked the one which seemed nicer and better to them. That's where it went. Came along Rav Avohu, and he was misakin that everyone should do all the minhagim in order that it shouldn't look like minhagim Yisrael like a shtei Torahs. That's where they learn. It shouldn't look like it's divided. Al Pi Zeh writes the Ritva, says the Ritva, and the Baal Ma'ar, that it's really enough to hear all the kailos of tkiyas the miyushiv, and then afterwards the tkiyas the mu'min. I don't need to blow all 30 kailas because there's really no machlekes and suffix over here. According to the Rambam, where there's a real suffix over here, so each time each group of tkiyas that I blow, I always have to blow all 30 kailas because you have to make sure you gain the right one. According to the Goyim, I was carrying the minig with the first set. Afterwards, I can blow different ones. And there are other nafkamians also. Let's say you have someone who only knows how to blow a tarat. Only a tarat. He doesn't know how to blow a tashat or a tishrat. He can only blow a tarat. Should he bother blowing or not? Does he make a bracha or not? Okay, bother blowing, he should blow. Even if it's a suffix. Does he make a bracha? According to the Goyim, you'll make a bracha. According to the Rambam, not. However, the Beis Yosef points out that obviously the Rambam did not learn like this. Rambam learned that it's Be'etzim a suffix in the Ikra Din and what true is, and that's why it's Mashma and the Smag and other Rishonim. And therefore, but this true as a Goyim is brought down in the Tor, Rosh, Ran, the Gro quotes it, and but the Mishmur doesn't bring it down. The Mishmur seems to learn that the Ikra is like a suffix, and other shit. But those are the two mahalchim and what we're doing. Yeah.
Okay.
Why was there no issue of this is going to do before the...
Because it's Yidua. Everyone knows that there was three different menhagim. They had this many. That, I mean, we have now. There's also Ashkenazim do one thing and Sfarim do another thing. No, the list is going to do. This is going to do is in the place where this their minig for you to blow differently will be maybe less is going to do.
But they just thought it was a minig.
They didn't forget. He just wanted. They shouldn't look to the outsider. That this kishtei teiris. He wanted everyone to do the same thing. Maybe he was Roshana's spirit. Whatever the reason was, but that's what he wanted. Okay, then so then we have, so that's how we get to these tikkies. Then we're meisif tikkies. I'll say the abrachais, different menhagim. If it's by the tefillas halachash, or it's by the quiet shmon esrei, or if it's by the chazaras hashatz. Then we have the tikkies afterwards. The Gemara says that we blow kishen yoshvim oimdim in order to be ma'aviv the satan. Which Nirshanim explained, La'arvim Satan, when the Satan sees how into Tekis we are, which is like blowing more than we have to, and even before, right, really you should start by the brachas, and we're blowing even before Shemon Esrei, he gets very fatumbled with his tainas, like, how am I gonna get these people when they're so bendactic in everything they do? But, we go up until 100 Tekis. It's wrote down also one should not be mafsik b'dibur between the brachas until the end of the tzkiyas, even beyond tefillas, but Sharetzim means that the others are mekel. But if someone was mafsik between the bracha and the first blow, so that's a general problem always, that you're not yet to the bracha. But if you're mafsik afterwards, so then you don't have to hear over the tekiyas. Question is, let's say someone finishes Shemon Esrei early, wants to say Tehillim. Someone goes out to the bathroom, wants to say Asher Yotzah. So should he or not? So if you take a look at the Lashon Ramah, the Ramah's Lashon is Imsach Dvarim B'Telim, which is Mashma Dvarim B'Telim, that we don't want you speaking Dvarim B'Telim, which is Mashma that Tzarech Mitzvah will be Mutter. And what?
This is Dafka between the first and second.
Anyway, after the you were not Mavsi between the Racha and the Tekiyah. Yeah. And if you take out the Levush, it's even clearer. The Levush says, Shalai Lesuach Sicha Betela. You shouldn't speak a Sicha Betela. And the Maril says, Lai Siach Sicha Schulin Atsaiva Tekilas. Tekilas. The way I understand this is based on a Sefer Machria from the Tosfos Arid. That he says it, he says, Avad Im Sach Beseicha Mitzvah, Ein Bekach Klom. If you spoke during the Mitzvah, it's nothing. Shari Abrocha Aleph B'chomash Oisa Smach Brocha Rishayinu Oisa. Right, it's not any different. I make a mitzi, I eat, and then I get to walk, and the bracha goes further. So it also goes on further. Avumiu lechatchil also lehafsik mi mitzvah, but lechatchil it's also to be mafsik from a mitzvah. La siach dvarim b'teilim kedesnan. Like there's a mishnah masechta Avos. Hamafsik mi mishnasay va'oyma man na'a ilan zeh. Someone's in the middle of learning and he stops and he says, wow, look how beautiful the tree is. Talking about Bria Sa'ilim, talking about the Eibush's creation, saying how beautiful it is. The Mishnah says over there, Zim Eschai v'nafshay. What's the taina? You're in the middle of learning. You don't stop in the middle of learning even to talk about the beautiful Bria. It's you're in the middle of learning. So he compares it to that. Right, he ends up, he says, Avalisha lahashav bnei year of akavod, tir lechacham kinsnan berkaya kair. His mashmah, the Indian is of not a vart of hefsik, which there are those that learn hefsik. That learns a vart of hefsik. But he's mashmah, and I think it's been doing like this in Ramah, and the Levosh, and the Maril. It's not a vart of hefsik, that you're being mafsik. The vart is, just doesn't fit, it's not proper. You're mill be mekayim a mitzvah, and mill the mitzvah, you start speaking about dvarim b'teilim. Shalafizeh, if one did go to the bathroom, and if for sure if he thinks that he's going to have to use the bathroom again, which means he's going to lose the Asher Yotzah, or he thinks that he'll forget to make the Asher Yotzah if he waits until afterwards, for sure he can say Asher Yotzah, someone finishes Shemoneh Esrei early and he's just going to sit around doing nothing, then for sure you could say Tillim. But even if not, I think you could say Tillim. That's not the chesaron over here of speaking in middle.
Maybe be able to learn instead?
What?
Maybe be able to learn.
Learn, you don't have to speak out.
You want to speak it out.
Say that, but you probably, but yeah. Fine, okay. Okay, maybe in the next year, hopefully it'll be Monday. Right, so then we'll discuss the shear of the Tkiyah Shvarim Truas, and we'll go into, I want Dan Murray to go into the halachas of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, if you didn't start yet. Okay, everyone.